That you are on with Becky.
Hi, Becky. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. So you're Becky Baines, right?
Yes.
Well, make sure I say the names right, you know? That's important.
Yeah.
You're the editorial director of National Geographic Kids Books. Oh, my gosh. What a fun job that must be.
I have no complaints. It's great.
Well, this is just amazing to me. I mean, how contributors decide, how do they decide what to update and what to keep when it comes to all this? Because this is, we're talking about the Kids Almanac.
Yeah, so an almanac, it's an annual book. We put it out every single year, and we update about 40% of the content every year. And the way we decide is, so we have everything in this book that kids could possibly want to know about. There are 11 different chapters. There's everything from Your World, which is a section that we update every year, mm-hmm. and it's right at the beginning of the book, and it talks about anything cool and current that's kind of happened that year. So we have stuff like newly discovered animals and crazy weather phenomenon that we may have experienced, like an ice tsunami that happened this year off the coast of Lake Erie in Canada, which was absolutely crazy because I didn't even know that existed.
No.
But we also have chapters on exploration, animals, nature, space. There's a fun and games section, science and technology, culture, going green, history, geography. So this is kind of like the ultimate reference, fun reference book for kids. And within the pages of this book, we want to make sure that we have kind of all those cool referencey staples that can help kids with their homework. So we have, you know, information on all the states and the states' capitals and countries and maps and, you know, the list of all the U.S. presidents and how your body works and, you know, the water cycle. So that sort of stuff that's kind of evergreen tends to remain the same year after year. And what we update is the cool feature stories within each section and all of the facts. We have a ton of fun fact spreads. Those are brand new every year. All the fun and games. We feature new explorers and, you know, new information on new feature countries and things like that. So each book is going to feel like a new, brand new reading experience because you're getting a whole bunch of new information about cool things going on, cool people and places.
I love this. I mean, it's so amazing. I wish this was around when I was a kid. But no,
well,
it,
the good thing it is, was a You can have it as an adult. It doesn't have to be just for kids. There's plenty of information in here that adults would love to.
Well, I love the all new animal tales. I'm a big animal fan, so that is my section.
Yes, I am an animal girl myself, and I love that we have the top 10 cutest animals of 2021. I'm not sure I agree with the full list. I have some personal favorites that didn't make it, but you know. That's where every kid can kind of then go and make their own list.
Well, this is actually designed for what age groups?
So this is really geared at a reading level and content level for kids 8 to 12. But I like to say it's all ages. This is a really fun family book because the information in here is going to appeal to any kid who's interested in the world and any adult really. So this is something where you can sit down with the whole family, especially now as families are still, you know, we're just now beginning to be able to get out and, you know, get around town a little bit more. But, as families are stuck inside more, this is a place that they can explore the world without having to leave their home.
I love it. And parents can make it really fun. You could have a theme night, you know, tonight we're going to pretend we're here, you know?
Definitely. And like plan a menu around it and wear cool costumes.
Well, Becky, I got to ask you, do you have a few favorite sections of the book?
Yes, I definitely do. You know, I love the animal section. Just because I love animals. I love the Your World section because I love hearing the cool things that happened recently, and there's also some cool feel-good stories in there. There's a story about the movie theater that opened its doors to dogs because they were service dogs that were being trained, and they wanted to see how well they could behave in public. So the picture is all these dogs at the movies sitting next to each other, and it's just absolutely so cute. I personally, I'm a history nerd. I'm not a history buff because I don't know as much as I should, but I love, love, love hearing cool stories about history. To me, it's like the ultimate, you know, kind of mystery, you know, putting together like kind of these pieces of the past. And I love learning about how scientists are finding new ways to do that even now. And one of the ways they're doing this is through space archaeology. So they're using things like Google Earth to detect irregularities in the Earth's surface at historical sites to see if there's a new place that they could begin to excavate to look for archaeological, you know, wonders that haven't been unearthed before. So I love learning about things like that. And I also, we have an exploration section in here that features our National Geographic explorers. And we feature 6 new explorers every year and kind of highlight the cool work they're doing. And I love reading those sections because they're always so inspirational and so incredible.
Well, tell me about the Almanac Challenge 2021 and talk about the winner of last year's challenge, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so the Almanac Challenge is a really fun way to get kids actively engaged with not just the book, but more importantly, with the world around them. Kids are really interested in and, you know, concerned about aspects of our world that they feel like is a lot bigger than they are. So things like endangered species, conservation, pollution. And so by having this annual Almanac Challenge, it can help kids kind of feel better and give them a way that they can help by giving them a voice and giving them a platform in which to share their ideas. So we have kind of a different theme every year. And so last year, the theme was a visionary challenge where we asked kids to think 10 years into the future and to think of any problem that they want to see solved 10 years down the road and how they think that we could go about solving it. And the winner was actually, his name is Kai. He lives in Hawaii. And Kai thought of a way to rid our ocean of plastic, which is a huge problem right now for marine life. And he did this by first, you know, we have to eliminate our usage of single-use plastics, which is things like straws. But then the next step was to create this plastic eating enzyme, which would be like a natural way to dissolve the plastic that already exists within our oceans. And the way that he envisioned deploying this is through a self-propelled vehicle that looks like a whale. So he thought through the whole thing, like the vehicle wouldn't pollute anything, you know, it wouldn't scare wildlife because it looks like a whale. So we thought it was a brilliant idea. So he was our grand prize winner. And his idea was part of the inspiration for this year's challenge, which is also part of our year-long Kids versus Plastic initiative, where we're really talking about how to eliminate single-use plastics. And we're asking kids to kind of think of some way to creatively tell us or show us how that they're eliminating single-use plastics in their own home. Like, how are they throwing birthday parties without using any sort of plastics or balloons? What are they using instead of straws? Like cool ways that they can eliminate their plastic usage and spread that throughout their community. That's what we're looking forward to. Yeah.
Okay. So where can we go for all this information and also about the National Geographic Kids Almanac 2021?
So you can check out more information about this book and all of the other books that we publish at our website, which is kids.nationalgeographic.com, or you can find it wherever books are sold, including shopdisney.com.
And on your website, there's information about the challenge?
Yes, definitely.
Yay! Well, thank you so much. I love it. I've got a copy, and I'm going to read every bit and look at all the pictures and we'll have to talk animals again, okay?
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, Becky. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye.